Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello, good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air Russell of Hotels on a Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Just to be reminded, we do go every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Sorry about that. But we have an exciting show today. I have a guest. Her name is Kat Von B. I'm going to introduce her in a minute, but that's her right there. Say hello, Kat. Kat's an influencer, but before we get into the show, I just want to thank some people. I want to thank everyone from last week who joined in. I want to thank my guests, first of all, Natalie Finzi, Director of Sales at the Godfrey Hotel in Hollywood, for joining us for the first one. So she was our first guinea pig, and she did well, and I do appreciate her, you know, taking the time out and coming and hanging out with us for a couple, or at least an hour or so. So thank you for that. And everyone that joined in and thanked me and congratulated me on the show. I do appreciate that. It does not go unnoticed. So I do appreciate everybody, and definitely the people from Blythe, you know, my hometown of Blythe, California. They listened, they came out, and probably on a lot of the social media platforms, say Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, I had well over 2,000 people that had viewed the video. So if they didn't do the live show, they at least saw it, you know, at some point recorded. So I do appreciate that. And we look forward to more comments and everything. So if you have comments at all, I mean, please feel free to email me at russell@russellofhotels.com. Now, last week, during the show, I got a lot of emails with some questions. Now, I couldn't answer those because I'm still kind of, you know, getting my way around the radio and all that stuff, all the buttons and things like that. But I did have a couple of questions. I did want to address those questions before we move into the show, if that's okay. One question, and this comes from Sonia Young, a friend of ours. Any key changes in customs, norms, and practices in the industry? That's one question. I'm gonna go through a couple of trends for 2019. One trend from last year that's new this year, opposed to last year, urban hotel fees. The cat's already looking at me like, what the heck is an urban hotel fee? Well, just look at it as a resort fee. We go to resorts and we see the fee, you know, it's $25, $30. And that includes, I don't know, use of the spa. Sometimes it includes parking. Maybe it includes a welcome drink or I don't know, something like that. So it's similar to that, but of course it's not at a resort. It's at a hotel, urban hotel. So even Nally's hotel that, you know, who was a guest last week, we talked about that, and she's actually going to have some type of, urban fee, if you will, on there. My thing would be just ask the hotel, what does that include? What does that urban fee include? Are you going to be utilizing those services? If not, maybe you can get that thing taken off. I don't know, but I know they're going to be sticklers about that too. So that's just, you know, information I got from the hotels. Another trend, booking with OTAs. Now, OTA is an online travel agent like an Expedia, Hotels.com, Booking.com. That's what those are. You should expect to see more direct marketing, meaning if you book direct. So if I go to, say, Hilton.com instead of going to Expedia.com, I'm going to get something that some type of bonus or some type of added value to book online, because it's actually cheaper if the consumer goes directly to the hotel site and not go to the, you know, Expedias of the world and things like that. And I don't have anything against the OTAs. Don't get me wrong, because I use them myself. Definitely use them as resources. But hotels gain if you book direct. And anytime you go to a hotel, make sure you're part of a loyalty program, because these days, you know, you get free Wi-Fi, things like that. So those are things you need, and you get those for free as long as you're a member. Like if you're Marriott Rewards, SBG, IHG, Hyatt, whatever, Hilton Honors, just make sure you're something, and that way you'll, you know, reap those rewards. And the last question, she had mentioned something about, do hotels offer parking with the room rate, things like that? Those are packages. So if you go to the site, like if it's Hilton.com, for an example, go to the site, and they normally have packages that will include parking, especially like LAX, you know, you get the park and fly rates and things like that. So you can have an overnight stay, you park your car, and then they you can transport via their airport shuttle for free. So there you go. So those are some questions that got answered. If you have questions that you want to ask, and I will answer them online, time permitting, of course. Just email me, like I said, at russell@russellofhotels.com. Now, our guest here, Kat Von B, a.k.a. the Traveling Greek. Now, I've known Kat for about 4 years.
Yeah,
something like that. And met her at a Travel Massive in Beverly Hills, as I remember, as I recall. I have a good memory when it comes to that.
Fast friends.
Exactly.
Like friends in 30 seconds.
Exactly, exactly. So there's two people that are probably instrumental in how I got into social media, because I didn't embrace social media at first. Now, there's one person. The first one was Amani Roberts. Amani Roberts, he kind of, you know, you need to do this, especially as a director of sales and marketing, blah, blah, blah. He had a hotel background as well. So he kind of drilled that home to me. But who actually got me as well versed in social media as I am now is Kat Von B. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce Kat Von B, the influencer, the Traveling Greek.
Wow, that's a lot to live up to. Wow. that's exciting. Thank you for having me. It's really exciting. I haven't seen you in a while, so we can catch up and like share hotel tidbits.
Yeah, why haven't I seen you? I mean, you one minute we're supposed to go check out some hotels. Next minute, oh, I'm in India, or I'm in Greece, or I'm here, I'm there.
Yeah. Yeah, almost India. But,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you get started? I mean, let's just get started now, because I have a lot of questions to ask you, and you don't know any of the questions I'm asking you, so okay. I'm going to put you on a hot seat. I'm going to make you squirm for a little bit.
I'm so scared. Go ahead. Let's do this. Let's just do it.
So what is your background? How'd you get started in being a luxury travel influencer?
You know what? I used to book travel. I booked travel for a while. And hotels were always my favorite part of the whole experience. Like just checking out the hotels, the locations, the different kinds of rooms. I kind of got obsessed. You know, I never really liked any other part of travel, but hotels, obsessed with. You know, just kind of crazy. Just couldn't get enough, wanted to learn more. And yeah, that's how I got started.
Okay, now you started as a travel agent?
Yep.
Okay, so which companies are? Can you say what companies you work for?
Yeah, I worked for American Express forever.
Okay,
and I liked it. But it was just all about the hotels. I didn't really care for booking cruises. Sorry, okay. You know, tons of people love cruises, and I've done it, and had a good time, always had a good time, but it just wasn't my favorite part.
Okay,
you know, forget airline tickets. I didn't like doing that at all. But hotels, obsessed, just okay. Obsessed. And as hotels started to change, and as they started to get really like design hotels, boutique hotels, and luxury hotels, and the amenities changed, and the service just became like a focal part of most hotel chains, I just got obsessed.
Very
you know,
good.
Just it's just always a different experience, and you know, I don't have a problem going to hotels. You know, I go all the time still, even when I'm home.
Good. Okay. So you mentioned experience. You know, that's one thing that I always use. It's all about your experience, not about your stay.
Yeah.
You know, when people check in or people are about to check out, they say, well, how was your stay? Well, no, I think it should go to how was your experience? Because experience is based on not just the hotel stay or the room, but everything from, say, from when you made the reservation to when you checked in, or the valet parking, things like that. What do you think about, say, when you first started, service levels? How has that changed? Has it changed? Is it for the good or for the bad?
Oh, my God. It has changed. I can't even tell you. Like, year to year, it changes. It just gets better. And you know, now it's a thing to have, like, these designer hotels designed by, like, famous architects. And they make the space comfortable. It's almost as if you don't even have to leave the building. You know, you've got everything right there. And as that all evolves, so does the service. And the service is everything. It's the experience. You can be in the best building in the world, have all the amenities, but if the service is bad, it changes everything. And on the flip side, you could stay in a basic place. You know, you could be in a basic place, and I've been in many, like, what they consider mid-level properties, but when the service is good, it just changes everything. You know, it's I don't know. I'm obsessed with service. Like,
well,
I am always on the hunt for, like, who is the nicest, the best, the most considerate, who remembers my name. That is.
Okay. I'm gonna come back to that. I'm gonna come back with that.
Okay.
So we know how you started. Now, you know, I call you an influencer, and a lot of people out there don't know what an influencer is. What the heck? You know, when did this thing start, or as your recollection, when did it start, and how did you become an influencer? What's your definition of an influencer?
Well, I don't even know. Like, when I started, I really started primarily on Twitter because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how it worked. Nobody knew how it worked. And I just knew that somehow it would be important to the whole process. I just didn't know how. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get on this, and I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just going to follow every hotel that's on here. And that's literally what I did. I started to build a following. I followed every hotel, every travel blogger, anybody I could follow that was in the business, like literally anyone. And that made a difference for me because I had, like, a little focus, you know. And Twitter at the time, nobody was people were into it, but not for hotels, not for travel at all. It was mostly a place for, like, people to sound off, pop off if they had an opinion, whatever. But it wasn't really about travel. And as it evolved, probably a year into it, I noticed that every hotel was on. They were starting to put out their information. People were starting to reach out to me. PR companies representing hotels were starting to reach out to me because it was clear that I knew hotels. I wasn't just one of those people that woke up one day and said, oh, I'm going to write about luxury travel. I'm going to, like, have this opinion. I actually knew about them because I was obsessed with hotels. And so when PR people started reaching out to me, they would want to hire me, you know, and I didn't really understand what that meant because, you know, 7-8 years ago, to be an influencer, it was like, what is that word? Like, I don't even think that word existed. It's just been something that's been around more recently. But I had no reference point. I didn't know how I was going to make any money or what this even meant to my future. I was like, I don't know what all of this means. It just means I want to go see the pretty interior of some building, you know? But yeah, that's kind of how it got started. And to be an influencer, to me, as far as my definition, is just someone who has an expertise in a certain thing. Like, you know, for me, it's hotels. If you talk to me about the whole travel industry, I can't really speak to it. I love luxury travel and destinations, but am I an expert in them? Probably not. But hotels, yeah. I think that even hotel people that talk to me, I think it takes them about 1.5 minutes to realize that's my thing, and that's what I like, you know.
That's good to hear. Yeah, and one thing about you that I learned from you is taking the pictures, how to set up. I mean, even on my iPhone, Just the other day, I took a picture of something. I don't know if it's food or something. And I am a vegan, just so everyone knows. I've been a vegan since the first of the year, okay? So I just wanted to throw that out there. So I took
New Year's resolution.
But I've been a vegetarian for 12 years, okay? But now I said, let me step up a little bit. You knew that, right?
Yeah, no, I totally knew that. But you kind of go in and out of it. Like one
no,
month,
I don't see you for three or four months,
and all of a sudden you're a vegan again. That's such
no
an LA
vegetarian
thing.
And vegan are two different things. But anyway, I digress. But what I was going to say is, I took a picture of something, and someone made a comment like, "Did you was that a professional picture or what?" Mm-hmm. And no, I said I took it from my iPhone, and that was. I mean, I remember, you know, I'm inviting you over to the hotels like this year at my last hotel, right?
Yep.
We would take pictures and just the angles you would set it up with or the filters that you use.
Yeah.
I remember that stuff. So definitely one thing that I did learn from you is not just how to grow my followers, but how to take a good picture that's Instagram worthy. So I do appreciate that. So you mentioned this making money doing this.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. Now, when you first started off as an influencer, were you doing a lot of things for free, or did you even know? I mean, how'd you figure out what did I charge these people? Or did they just say, we're going to pay you this?
Yeah.
And what is it based on?
You know, I had no idea how I was going to make money, and I did a lot of things for free, as most influencers do when they're starting out. It's what you have to do. And you know, a lot of influencers are like, well, you should never do anything if you don't get paid. And that is an easy thing to say once you start to get paid. But until you get to that point, if I was to say something to someone today, I'd say you don't just wake up and say, oh, okay, I'm going to charge you $500 a photo. Mm-hmm. You've got some dues to pay just like any other job.
Mm.
You know, you've got to go take a lot of, I took tons of food pictures.
Okay.
Like, you know, I was one of those crazy people that would take a picture of their food every meal, every course, every
that
dish.
Sounds familiar.
Like craziness. And restaurants would like pick up on that, and they would feature it. And then PR people started to reach out to me. And that's when I realized that there's a market out there for people like me who take pictures of everything. I mean, if there's something hanging on the wall, I'll take a picture of it. I'm a crazy person, but I didn't know that people would actually pay me for like this crazy neurosis that I have.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that is, well, then there's hope for me yet.
There is.
So, yeah. So, I mean, just on that same thing, I mean, I take pictures of, I mean, I actually put them in video form now. So I do hotels and things like that. And I put them on my, you know, of course on my social media, and that's, you know, Facebook, I put it on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn has been actually a good platform for me as well. So I do thank you for that as well. So hotels, the hotels pay you, or does this go through like a third party, like a marketing company? How does that work? And what do hotels think about influencers? And this is just your opinion, of course.
You know, I think that marketing now requires influencers, and the word influencer, it just feels strange sometimes, because I think it's just maybe focusing in your knowledge. Like some people, you know, they know about, you know, food, for instance, and they can write about food. I think writing about hotels or whatever, it's just whatever your expertise is. But yeah, hotels have realized that having influencers does bring them a lot of attention, especially with Instagram. And beautiful photos. And now everyone can take a photo. Everyone take a nice photo with filters and all of the different apps and stuff that are available. You can use Snapseed. Snapseed is like a huge thing. Everybody I know uses it to transform a basic
image.
Don't
tell everybody your secrets.
Sorry. Okay, don't use Snapseed. No, I'm kidding. Forget I said that. But no, I mean, you know, I want everyone to take pretty pictures. I don't want to look at garbage.
No, I understand. And you, if people are listening, look at travelinggreek.com. Am I right? Your website?
Yes. Yes.
Travelinggreek.com. You can look at all the pictures she's taken. In fact, I had to go back the other day and look, and like, there are some amazing places that you've been around the world, and you definitely captured the essence of those locations, of those destinations. Aww. It makes me want to go there. So what do you think about hotels that have not embraced social media? Because we know they're out there.
And I think that they're missing a huge opportunity, because you can send someone, you can send an employee around the property. They can walk around, and you'd be surprised if you send five people out and you know, each person goes out with their phone, they're going to come back with five different views of the same thing. And it's kind of interesting, and it's a missed opportunity. And there are a lot of hotels that have not embraced it, and I just don't get it. I don't get it. Even if you don't want to employ an influencer, you have your employees. They all have that opportunity and can.
I you know what? I think the same thing. In fact, I wrote something before the show. It said, hospitality marketing people, what have you done today to enhance your brand from a marketing or branding initiative? Mm-hmm. And that what I wrote that for is it had to do with, you know, people doing social media. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, we can wait for our, you know, to hire someone to do it. Or, I mean, I don't see why, even if you have someone on staff to do it, why don't you just do it? I mean, other people can do it as well, right? You know, hashtag the place that you're in or whatever. You can have your own account, but hashtag the place that you are. If that's, you know, XYZ Hotel, then hashtag XYZ Hotel, because it's going to be out there. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, totally agree. It's a very simple thing. It's like, if your name is the Smith Hotel, then just do hashtag Smith Hotel. It's that simple, and there's no reason why everyone can't do it. It's really simple. And I think that sometimes maybe brands overthink it, mm-hmm. and think it's complicated, but really it's not. It's a simple, very, very simple way to get your brand out there and just expand your horizons.
But like anything, it has to be consistent, though, right? You can't do it once a year and think you're going to get something back from it.
Exactly. It has to be consistent. You have to get some kind of a schedule, and you have to share. And by share, I mean, if you have a guest that's there and they've posted something, you have to share that. If it's out there and it's public, generally they're okay. If their account is open, and they've tagged you, they're okay with you sharing it. Mm-hmm. That tagging you is letting you know that they're sharing it. That's what that means. And I think a lot of brands are worried about privacy and that type of thing. If it's a public account and they're tagging you and they're mentioning you,
mm-hmm. then it's okay.
Yeah, you can go ahead and reach out to them privately just to double check. Mm-hmm. But definitely you should be sharing and letting people know that, hey, this person had a good experience. It's great for business.
Good point. Now, do you only assist branded hotels, boutique hotels, independent hotels, across the board, or?
Yeah, I go through spurts when I love, like, boutique hotels or branded hotels and big brands. I've worked a lot with big brands. But my latest thing is design hotels. And
what's a design hotel?
A design hotel is usually done by an architect, and it usually has a theme.
Okay.
Or whatever. Like, I stayed in a hotel in Portugal when I was there a few months ago, and each floor had a different scent.
Really?
It was such a great gimmick. I was like, and I literally went to all six floors and like would just smell what each floor, like, it's the craziest thing. I was just like, yeah, this is just crazy. I'm not going to tell anybody I did this. I think I just told the whole world that I'm like.
Hotel and where is it again?
It was in Lisbon.
In Lisbon, and Portugal, six floors, yeah. Different scent on each floor.
Yeah. I don't even remember the name of the hotel. That's the best part. I don't remember the name. I could barely remember what the room looked like, but figure it out. I mean, it was a gimmick. Each floor smelled differently, and I was just going from floor to floor. Yeah. To see which floor smelled the best. That's crazy.
Oh my God, that is too much.
Yeah.
What platforms are better for hotels, destinations that you use? Like platforms, when I mean platforms, we're talking about social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, Twitter.
You know, it depends on where you're at. Like in Europe, mm-hmm. Facebook is a huge thing. Like Europeans are on their Facebook day and night. Night and day. It just doesn't end. And I think it's the same way in the Middle East. Facebook is huge. Of course, Instagram is gaining now in Europe, and it's becoming huge. In the U.S., it's Instagram for sure. Stories, live, it's all, like, huge. You know, you walk around the property, you're experiencing it, Facebook Live. Twitter, not so much. Now, Twitter, though, is used, it's really great for Google. The more active your Twitter account is, the better you're going to rank in Google. It's just the way it is. And you'll notice, like, if you pull up the name of your property, it's going to be the name of your property, the website, whatever will pull up right underneath that will be your Twitter. Hmm. Whatever you've done on Twitter. So to be active on Twitter at least once, twice a day is a huge thing, and it's really necessary.
So you recommend hotels to do what again?
Great. You make me repeat it all. I can't remember what I just said.
You said Twitter.
Yeah, depending on where you are. It's
Facebook. We're in the U.S. I'm in the U.S.
Okay, U.S. Instagram, for sure. First.
Okay.
Facebook, because it's necessary, but definitely you need to do Twitter to rank.
So it basically helps your branding out, yes. Is basically what you're saying.
Exactly.
So if you have a Twitter account, you post anything on Twitter, it's going to automatically go to your, or if you do a Google search, it's going to help your ranking.
Absolutely.
Yep. Wow, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Little known fact.
Yes, yes, yes. I actually, for my own brand, the Russell of Hotels brand, I mean, I'll Google, every now and then I'll Google my name, I'll Google Russell of Hotels and see where it does, because where it ranks. Because at first, before I started doing this, before I changed or had the company name Russell of Hotels, there was this, a hotel in Europe. It was called the Russell Hotel. Right. So it would come up before Russell of Hotels. Mm-hmm. But the more I started using Twitter, now Russell of Hotels been pushed down. I mean, the Russell Hotel has been pushed down. And now I'm probably the first three.
You're the first Russell.
Yeah, I'm the first Russell. Can you believe that?
Well, that, as it should be. I never, ever, like, in my mind, that's how it always was.
That's right. You should only be one Russell. Okay. Exactly. Definitely only one Russell of Hotels. So. But yeah, so no, I do agree with that. And I mean, that's a good tidbit of information. So hopefully for people that are listening to that, some hotel folk are understanding that it is important to use social media. I mean, it's just, there's no way around it. And Natalie alluded to that last week. She said it's just something you have to do. You know, there's no rhyme or reason. It's just, you just have to do it. You know, stop tripping about it and just do it. Can I say tripping? I did.
You can say tripping.
Okay. I
said but that. Yeah, you do have to do it. You have to do it right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to be right and it has to be consistent.
Very good. I love that. Yeah. Okay. So there's a couple other questions. Well, I got tons of questions to ask you. How do you promote yourself? How do you promote Kat Von B, the travel group? Oh, first of all, the name Traveling Greek. Uh-huh. Are you Greek?
I'm Greek. Like, you didn't know that. Wow. I'm Greek.
Do you travel to Greece?
I do. I'm there pretty often. I think this past year I was there 4 months. Yeah, I'm there about 3 or 4 months a year, I think. It's all broken up, but yeah, I'm there.
And you do what there when you're there?
When I'm there, I work with, like, local hotel chains. I've worked with the Greek National Tourist Office, hotels, hotel chains, independent hotels there. You name it, I've worked with it and with them there. And I do a lot of Instagram photos. And what I do is, it's not just that I promote it while I'm there. Throughout the year, when I'm home, I actually, like, put some information and some photos up as well. I continue to share.
So, how many accounts would you say you even have?
Ugh, it's crazy. 9 Instagrams. I think there's like 39 Twitter accounts now. I have help, by the way. Don't be shaking your head at me.
Okay,
I have help.
I'm definitely shaking my head.
Yeah, there's
for
no way
I can't see.
I couldn't do that. There's just no way. Facebook accounts. I don't know, five that are mine, and that doesn't include my clients. LinkedIn, 4. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening.
So there's a lot of organization. How many people work with you to assist you with all this social media influencing?
Four.
That's all?
I know. Yeah, four. But it's really not, once you get into your groove, like everybody has what they're good at. You know, some people are really great at Facebook. It's not, it doesn't happen to be my forte. It's not what I'm good at. I'm good at Twitter, mm-hmm. but not everyone's good at that. Other people are good at Instagram. So just kind of move people around and figure out what they're good at.
Okay. So you have a team. What's the name of your company? Is it just Traveling Greek or?
No, it has a name. It's kind of a dumb name.
well, we need to hear it.
It's called Plastic in Motion, but it's plastic with a K. I know, it's very strange.
Oh,
it's
wow.
There's a long story behind that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Plastic with a K. I never heard that
one. I know. It's just weird. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's too much. So with being an influencer, let's just throw it out there because everybody wants to know, is the money good?
Money's really good.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy good. Not in the beginning. Like, I remember when I started out, I think I made my very first job, I made $30 before taxes. So literally, it wasn't enough to pay for my weekly Starbucks bill. No, it wasn't. I was like, oh, man, this is going to be like the longest. Like, how long is this going to take? And it took forever. It took forever because, you know, a few years ago, people weren't paying you to do this. And if they were, the money wasn't really great. Now, though, oh, my God, influencers can make easily 6 figures a year. Easy. Not even a problem. And that's in the travel. That's in the travel space. I mean, influencers in other spaces, a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Sign me up.
Yeah. and it's not like it's hard labor. It's not. You know?
Yeah. But it's something that's needed. And like you said, there's a lot of people, a lot of companies, organizations that aren't doing it, or they're not doing it right, or they're not sending it to the right people. Mm-hmm. So I think that has a lot to do with it too. So I'm always wondering, and this is for the hotel people, do you put like digital marketing or influencers in your budgets every year? Because every, you know, there's a whole, and I'm speaking sales and marketing kind of thing. I mean, there's budget items. Is that part of it? Is digital marketing part of that? And that's just a question I'm posing to hotel people out there. You think it should be?
Oh, my God, absolutely. And here's the other thing. I really think it's important for you to have your own people doing your social media. I think that to outsource it is kind of giving your voice away. It's your voice, you know? You need to have control of it. You need to have someone there. Even if it's just one person, one person can probably handle it. I mean, if it's not like a chain, if it's a boutique hotel, it's not that much to have one person do your social media, and you just have to think of it as your brand. You know, you can't outsource that, and you can't. And you know, when I speak to influencers or digital influencers, I'm like, don't outsource your own personal social media. That's your voice. That's what people hear. It's what they think of when they think of you. And if somebody else gets it wrong, you're out of luck, It's like a first impression.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
You'd be surprised how many businesses outsource it. And I'm always like, are you kidding? Like, you know what looks best. You know.
That's true.
You know how you want it to be. Why would you outsource that to someone who doesn't have your thought process?
Well, I'm a director of sales. I don't have time to do that. So what do
yeah,
I?
Yeah, I remember when I came and visited your hotel, took pictures. I remember. Lovely hotels. Lovely one hotel too. Yeah, lovely hotels. But again, you trusted your voice to your friend. You know, I'm your friend.
Yes.
You trusted me with the vision of you also told me what you wanted me to take pictures of, which was easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there, I guess I did have some influence over what pictures were taken, or at least my voice came across in that. I can quickly see it going south, because I remember at another hotel, previous hotel, we had it outsourced to someone that was on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. They'd never even been to California. You know, how are they going to get the true essence of your hotel or the area or what's around your area? Mm-hmm. I mean, we happen to be down the street from Universal Studios, but they didn't even know that. I mean, there was things that they didn't know.
Yeah.
So the whole look and feel of it has to be of someone that at least been there and has immersed themselves into that particular destination hotel or whatever property. So, interesting. So has this been easy? Has it been an easy journey?
No.
No, what do you mean? Looks easy to me.
I was broke for the longest time. Yeah, I mean, the good part is you stay in beautiful hotels, and people see you, and they're like, oh, my God, I want your life. I can't even tell you how many people have said, oh, my God, you're living the life. You have the life. I want your life. And it's like, yeah, it's to stay in a nice hotel is not a difficult thing. It's kind of a nice thing. But you do go through those periods when you don't make any money. You know, you go through that in the beginning, and anyone who says that they haven't done it as an influencer is not speaking the truth.
Really?
Yep. It's just the way it is. It's like everybody has done stuff for free when you get started. It's just the way it is. When you have no followers, how are you going to say, I would like $1,000 for a post? Really? So that who can see it? You know, I mean, come on. It's not even logical. So, of course.
Okay, you threw out $1,000 for a post.
Oh.
Now, is that how influencer paid per post? Is it just, what are the responsibilities? Say I'm a hotel and I hire you to be my social media consultant, right? And that means you're posting pictures, you know, throughout the property, if that's rooms, if that's, you know, food and beverage, whatever that is. Okay. Mm-hmm. What would an agreement look like between myself and you?
You know, it really depends on the platforms that matter to you. So most hotels will say, okay, we want you to do something on Instagram, maybe something on Facebook, maybe something on Pinterest, or make a Pinterest board. So actually Pinterest boards are kind of difficult when you're doing them for brands. It's not that they're difficult, but they require a little bit more effort and work, and they're going to live there for a long time. So all of the things that you need to negotiate or you need to think about as an influencer are your time and how long it's going to stay up there. So as a hotelier, you need to think about long-term. Long-term, what do you want to stick? So an Instagram story is great. It's going to get eyes immediately. But just like anything else, if somebody else dangles a shiny object in front of someone's face, they're going to turn to the left or turn to the right, you know? But what's going to last? Is Pinterest going to last? Probably. Stay there forever, you know, or for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Facebook makes it very difficult for people to see your content. So if you have a hotel page, for instance, only between 2 to 5% of people even see your page in their feed.
Okay.
So if you look at that, you have to run ads. It's very expensive. You just have to, like, figure all of that into your budget.
So to use multiple platforms is good then, because of,
Yeah, for sure. Instagram, again, sometimes an influencer will say, okay, I'll put up something and it'll stay up there for a year, a month. I might put a bio link in there that links back to your hotel website. That's all stuff you have to consider when you hire an influencer. What do you expect? What's the call to action? And long term, do you want this to stay out there forever? Are you okay with short term, and who is your audience?
Well, Instagram TV, is it? Am I saying it right?
IGTV, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about that one? I mean, that's relatively new, right?
Love it. Are you putting this up there after?
Yeah.
I expect to be on IGTV forever. I'm just saying.
Okay, so that's forever, because that you can do videos from, I don't know, 30 seconds to hours, right? Or an hour or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So you use that? Do you use IGTV? Oh, well, that doesn't sound like you do. Okay, next.
I would if I had any time. Oh, my God. I just don't have any time. Like, any more time is, like, my enemy. No, it's not my friend. It's definitely my enemy. Like, I don't have any time. I literally have to schedule every part of my day.
Wow.
Like, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. That's when my dog gets to go outside.
Wow.
Like, it's kind of crazy right now.
So your typical day starts at what time?
6
a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe 7 if I'm lucky. If it's like I get to sleep in 7.
And that's, I mean, you're in town now. I mean, you're at home now.
Mm-hmm.
So is that typical no matter where you are in the world?
Yeah, it is. But I have this weird habit, and this is wherever I'm at in the world. I wake up at about between 3 and 4, and I answer my email. Like, it's just, I don't recommend this to anybody. It's crazy. It's next level crazy. But I've been doing it for years, and I'm just used to it. And I literally wake up, my eyes wide open. I answer my emails from overseas. And that's generally Asia and Europe. I answer whatever's there and I go back to sleep.
Wow.
I just fall back asleep, and I've been doing it for years. So,
how many countries have you been to?
50-something.
50-something. Your last country you were
in?
In
England.
That was like, what, 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks
no,
ago?
No, that was like a month and a half ago. But Morocco before that. Morocco, unbelievable, amazing.
Really? Your first time there?
Yes.
Wow.
I want to go back. It was so amazing.
Okay.
Loved it.
Now, was that part of being an influencer for someone, or this was a side trip from another gig?
Actually, it was a side gig from another trip, but I went to an influencer conference.
Oh, influencer conference.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. What the heck is that?
Oh, that was the first time I'd ever been to anything like that. And I'd always wanted to go to Morocco, and I saw this conference and I thought, this is kind of a great opportunity. It's for influencers and whatever. If I don't like it, I'll just be in Morocco, right?
Mm-hmm.
The place I've always wanted to go. So I loved it. The conference was interesting to me because it brought together a bunch of people I had never met. And it was just crazy. Like, people that have been nomadic for years and they just work on Instagram. That's all they do is post on Instagram. And that's how they make their living and how they live. And it's just interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. It's one thing for me. I mean, I have a base and I have a house, you know, that I live in and I always come back to. It's another thing to think about people that are on the road nonstop.
Like a digital nomad.
Yeah, for a year or two. And don't ever come home. They're just gone. And I'm like, I tried that. Like, my first year I tried that. I was gone for like 7 months and it was not for me. That's hard.
Yeah,
that's
I can imagine.
You know, props to those people.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Now, I didn't ask you this before, but you're like an influencer in two different industries, travel and the blockchain. You're like this blockchain girl, from what I understand.
I am.
So kind of explain that as we wind down on the show.
Blockchain, yeah, that's I've been into the whole tech space. Another way that a lot of influencers make money is through social media and being social media managers for different types of brands. And I became a social media manager within the tech space. And that led me to crypto and blockchain, which is the most random thing, right around the time that Bitcoin was exploding. And so I've worked for several different blockchains. And, yeah, I'm obsessed. I'm blockchain girl.
What?
I am. That is me. And now I'm the I'm the director of marketing for a blockchain company called Odum. And it's an education platform built on blockchain technology. And it's super exciting.
Wow.
And yeah, that's what I'm doing now. And that probably contributes to a lot of the crazy, busy, hectic schedule that I'm going through right now because we're launching a platform next month.
Okay. So you're probably working 16, 20 hours a day?
Something crazy like that, yeah.
That's crazy.
No sleep, lots of coffee.
Yeah. As soon as I saw you, you was like, let's go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
I need whatever the heck that was called, something strong.
Yeah.
It looked strong.
Yeah. Cold brew. And I was like, yeah, I realize we haven't caught up. I haven't seen you in months. I need coffee first.
Exactly. Because, yeah, I laid it on pretty thick.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, you did.
Let me ask this last, maybe one of the last questions.
Yep.
Are all influencers created equally?
No.
And you answer that the way you want to answer that.
No. No, and I think okay, so, and I do know a lot of people in both the tech and the travel space. No, they're not created equally. There are some influencers that work their asses off and just do
you can
it
say
right.
That on this show. You can say
well,
that
just
what
did.
You just said.
Yeah,
okay.
I just did. It's like I should have asked you first. Huh? Anyway, they go above and beyond and they're amazing and they really give influencers a good name. And then there are some that are entitled and just not nice and maybe entitled. Did I say entitled?
You said it like
okay.
Two or three times.
Yeah, that's the part that I don't like. And I'm just like, really? Really? Like, you know, and I think you have to take everything with a grain of salt because social media has changed a lot in the last 5 years. And I think that 5 years from now, we may not recognize what we see, you know, what is our norm now is going to be completely different 5 years from now.
Okay.
And 10 years from now, maybe unrecognizable. And I think you have to take it all with a grain of salt and just realize that, you know?
Hmm. Interesting. Yes. So, okay. So there was other, gosh, I forgot the question I was going to ask you now. What's your favorite destination? No, I didn't forget. I just.
British Virgin Islands, I like. Greece, of course. Hello. Oh, what am I even saying? Greece. Go to Greece.
You spend 4 months out of the year there. I would hope you would say something in Greece.
It's not, you know, Greece has got amazing hotels. Mm. Some of the best in the world are in Greece. And it's still relatively inexpensive for Europe. Okay. I mean, it's in 2 or 3 years, it's not going to be like it's going up pretty quickly. But yeah, it's a beautiful destination. And each island is different. When people say, which island should I go to? You know what? There are no two that are alike. They all look entirely different. Some are green, some are bare, some have better beaches, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me two influencers that everyone should follow. Other than you.
Not do this.
Other than you.
Okay, so does that only leave me with one?
No. Other than you, so that'd be three. So they have to follow you, and I'm one too. Follow me too, and then.
Oh my god!
Two.
I'm gonna like.
Two. Come on.
Two in addition to you.
Two influencers that people should just drop what they're doing right now and say, you know what? Let me get on Instagram or Twitter and follow these people.
Okay. I'm going to pick two on, I can't believe you just
Oh, we don't have that much time.
Okay. Okay, I'll pick one on Facebook.
We are winding down
Stop. I'll pick one on Facebook because she's so interesting. Years ago, I read a book called The 1,000 Places to Go Before You Die. And it was written by Patricia Schultz. And at the time, I used to give it to all my clients. I would pay for the book because it was worth it. And I know it's sold millions of copies, and she's followed me, which I feel so lucky because I've just followed her for years. And now she follows me on social media, and I would definitely follow her on Facebook. She's got some great insight. She's really awesome. Hello. She knows about the 1,000 places to go before you die, right?
Wow. Yeah.
So that's like major. On Instagram, you know, someone who really does the work, and a few people, but somebody I met in LA who I think works her ass off. I can say that.
You can say, you said it. This is the second time you said it.
And that's my life. My life's a travel movie. It's Alyssa Ramos. She goes to beautiful destinations. She's a great person, and she puts in the work. I have another friend who takes the most beautiful photos. And it's World Travel Bug. She is my personal friend, and she's Romanian. Beautiful, beautiful photos. I was with her in Morocco, where she took some. Okay, we were sitting next to each other. If you think my photos are good, trust me, you wouldn't recognize the photos. We're literally standing next to each other. Like, good Lord, it's like we're on a different planet. We're standing like 1 foot away from each other. So yeah, she takes beautiful photos. And another person that I think puts in the work, and he's been doing a lot of like work with his drone, and I think he goes above and beyond, is a mutual friend of ours. And you know who I'm going to say.
Yes.
Yeah. And we were talking about it earlier. I think Scott Eddy puts in the time. He puts in the time. He goes above and beyond. And I think when brands hire him, it's a good experience for them. So
I think so too. Yeah. Scott is great. And Scott is one of those people that has helped me out as well.
He introduced us.
Exactly. He actually was the one to introduce me to Travel Massive.
Yep.
And that same one is where I met you.
Yeah. And so, that's actually the weekend I met him. So it's, okay. Yeah, it's kind of like an interesting time. And I think he does the work.
So
and
thank you very much, Scott Eddy.
Yeah. There you
and
go.
Everyone else you mentioned. So everybody make sure you follow those people. We are going to wind this down. But before I wind this down, I have 2 minutes. I'm going to put some people on blast here. So, and what that means is it's not a bad thing. And as Kat is looking at me like, oh my God, here, this is when the crap hits the fan. No, this means the people I put on blast are people I actually want on the show. So what you can do once you hear your name, if someone hears them and they're not listening, someone needs to tell them to email or call Russell because he wants them on their show. So you can just email me at russell@russellofhotels.com. It's five people I'm going to name right now. Jason Will, Zipkick.
Yeah.
That's one. You like him?
Yeah, yeah.
Larry Broughton, who's CEO of Broughton Hotels. They're actually based in Orange County out there with you.
I don't know him.
Okay. Well, I didn't say you know him. You don't know any of these people, I didn't think. But you know Jason because of Zipkick.
Yeah.
And Luis Torres with Universal Studios. You're on blast. Brian Churchill, VP of LA Tourism. You're on blast. He's a fellow alumni of Cal Poly Pomona. And the last one is a foodie. She's in LA. She goes by, her name is Nellie. I don't know her, but I follow her on Instagram and everything. She goes by the name of Foodie Call. You ever heard of her?
Never.
Foodie Call?
No.
Nellie, aka Foodie Call. Foodie Call. Hey, Foodie Call.
I got it.
Yes.
I'm like,
yes.
What?
So those are the people. Reach out to me. I want you on the show. I think you guys have interesting stories. Jason, Larry Broughton, Luis Torres, Brian Churchill, and Nellie, aka Foodie Call. Anyway, well, thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank Kat Von B, aka the Traveling Greek. We talked about her government name, but I can't say what it is.
Oh my God. No. But,
I'm not going to say anything. But anyway, but we thank everyone for joining us. I do thank people on Instagram because we're on Instagram Live as well as Facebook Live. And I hope I didn't even mention that we're on Facebook Live, but hopefully they did. But if you didn't, then I'll make sure, you know, I copy and paste it on all the social media platforms. But I do thank Kat Von B for taking her time out. She came from Orange County,
yay,
got into an Uber and got here, but I had to take her the rest of the way. But I do appreciate that. So
that's
thank you so much. That's what
friends
are for.
Good
anyway,
Lord.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us on Air with Russell of Hotels. Next week will be another great show. I'm actually going to be traveling, so I'm going to be remote, and I don't know who I'm going to get, but I'm getting somebody. But make sure you're there. Okay, 1 o'clock Tuesdays. PST, that means Pacific Standard Time. So without any further ado, have a great day. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.